We are recording. Okay. Hey, I can hear myself. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, good evening. You can hear me, I assume.
Yes.
Or see me. Okay.
I'm trying to see if I can run my...
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Renee.
Hello, Renee.
I didn't bring my camera or my headset home, so I apologize for the lack of video and if you hear a screaming toddler in the background.
I need my glasses.
I'm just... Okay, there we go. All right, so we've done... Okay, so we've done all the things. We made everyone presenters, which we learned when we did everything last week, or week, yeah, last week, whatever. Okay, wow, it's really echoey and loud now. Yeah, that's got a lot more volume. Okay. How's the experience for you there, Chris?
Real good. No feedback. Real clear.
Yeah, and you sound good as well. Okay. Volume's good.
Is the video coming through, Chris?
Yes. Yes. The lighting looks good. You all look much younger.
Yeah, it's not lighting. Not much action on this end, but just.
At our age, it's all about lighting. Make us look good.
And for folks who are accessing remotely, if you right-click the council picture and do fit to frame, you'll get a better view of what the camera is showing in the council chamber.
Okay, I just did that, and I get a little bit of the ceiling. I get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seats. There you go. Now I get more. Yeah.
Okay.
Including some of the public seats in front.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're panning left and right. So that works fine.
Yep. We can't go down too much more just because I don't know if you saw in that lower right-hand corner, that's the handicap accessible lift there. So then you just get that in the middle of the picture.
Well, that's kind of good right there. You don't pick up the ceiling lights as much. That, like, right there... That's now you have 6 seats. If you back out a little bit, you probably want all 7, I would think, right? 7 seats on the dais.
Well, there's usually more people than that on the dais if there's folks in attendance because you've got staff up there too.
Right. Okay. So normally I'd have Marilyn would be. Is that me?
Yeah.
Is that me? Okay. Normally Marilyn would be sitting here. Paul would be down at the end. Jeez.
Really? Yeah, right now I've got 7 seats, but not the 2 end seats.
Right. Okay.
And we do have the ability to zoom in on an individual speaker up pretty close, too.
Okay. Trying to figure out where the microphone can be and still be heard, not overdo it.
Oh, this is just now, crazy. When you all make presentations, will that be a separate upload, or are you just kind of try to shoot the screen in the council chamber?
They share the screen, I believe. The council has done it.
All right. So
Caitlin over there working the controls would share it, and then that's what you would see on the screen.
Perfect.
Sure.
We need 8, right? Paul and Mary Ellen and 6.
We are 7, I think, at this point.
Oh, and yeah, and at large, 7. Yeah. Okay.
7, 8, 9.
So 9 slots.
9 slots. If everyone shows.
Well, we can take a group shot before the meeting starts and wave at everybody and then go to our seats, right?
Yeah. Is there any discussion sort of like, do they prefer people to sit like all squished to the center, or are they trying to keep space between people in general?
Yeah, how does the council, the city council, do it? I mean,
Renee, that might be a question for you.
Council's gone back to their normal seating arrangements, so they have everybody who's in attendance sit sequentially on the dais. There's a couple of council members that have chosen to participate primarily remotely, but for the most part, they're all up on the dais at this point.
Right, but are they keeping gaps between those here? Because if they don't have the full council, they have, you know, extra seats.
They are not spacing out any more than what the regular spacing is, in part because they're trying to keep together on the video so it can be zoomed in more.
Okay. That's kind of, I guess, what I was trying to go for is what's the general policy about staying close. Okay. All right. So I'll have to go back, and we had done a seating chart like 2.5-3 years ago. And I think half those people aren't on commission anymore. So we have to do a new one. Okay. So we know, well, we know Chris can talk because we can hear him.
And the share screen worked fine.
Yep, and Caitlin can raise her hand. And, all right. Yeah, I have to sort of look at Teams and look at, like, where's, so where do you raise hand on here? Is that more actions? No.
If you look at the top where it's the third one over where it says React.
So I'm on the web version because I was having trouble logging in.
Okay. Let me see. So you should see a people, a chat, a React, and then there's a more actions button all in the Teams app. So.
Yeah. I don't have it on the web version.
I've got my hand up.
I see it.
Okay.
So I don't know if.
Now it's gone down.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to pull up Teams, the actual app. But yeah, raising hands.
That's Microsoft.
Yeah. Okay, and I'll.
Oh, so I joined through the app. And if you go toward the bottom of the page, there's a bar there that you can turn your camera on and off, mute and unmute yourself, share your screen. There's a raise hand function in that.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean app. I mean, I'm on, oh, I see raise hand. There it is now. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm on the web. Yeah, raise hand. Okay.
And whomever has their hand raised, I can unmute them over here, allow them to speak, and then put them back on mute if they would need.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Renee, that you've observed in the last few meetings that they've run that we need to be thinking about, prepared for?
I think the biggest thing is trying as best we can to give Katie enough time to queue up the public speakers or the presenters, if there are any, just because a lot, if you say, you know, go ahead and unmute yourself, but she hasn't enabled their microphone yet, then you're getting lots of, well, I can't unmute myself, and what's going, and like that kind of messes up the flow. So just as much as we can know in advance, like, and have people tell us in advance what they're looking to speak on, to where Katie can unmute them as attendees, or I shouldn't say that, enable their microphone as attendees so they can unmute themselves. That makes it go more smoothly.
Okay. So for example, I'm here as an attendee.
Mm-hmm.
What would it look like, Katie, if you make it possible for me to unmute myself?
So what I would do is on the tablet, I would enable your microphone. And you should be able to unmute yourself.
Okay, and then I see the, okay, so I see then, okay.
And then I can also disable the microphone.
Okay. All right, so thanks.
And if you had a camera on your laptop, it would be the same thing. She could enable and disable your camera based on whether or not it's your time to comment.
Right, okay. So what I will probably do is to say, the next person I see to speak is WF Computer. That would be your cue to prep them when I see their microphone change. Then I can say, you can unmute yourself now and speak. Okay.
And what we've typically done at other meetings is anybody who has submitted written comments, they get read into the record first.
Yep.
Then anybody who has raised their hand gets called on in the order that they appear in the list. And then anybody who has said in the chat that they want to talk, we then go through that list.
Okay. So. All right.
All right.
Sorry. Right there. Okay. excuse me. I don't know. Anything else we need to cover? I think I'll do a seating chart, and I got to write my introductory remarks because it's a little different now. Okay. I guess that's
it. I was going to say, Will, it's helpful, I can pass along what we wrote for council. As far as the instructions with Teams and stuff like that for your introductory remarks.
Yes, that would be lovely. Otherwise, I was going to pull up the recording of the last meeting and copy it.
Okay.
Yeah, so this would be better.
If you could send me a copy as well in case we have another plan meeting.
Okay, we can do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I think we're covered.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, technically, it's not a meeting because we don't have a quorum.
There we go.
All right, I'll stop.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for stopping by.
See you on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you, Renee, too.
Have a good evening.
Yep.